Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. Well, that looks easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
I'm Miss Jinga, the Entertainment and Education Director at New Horizons Adult Social Club in the Pacific Northwest. And today I am here with Norbert, the founder and owner of our fabulous and amazing club. And you just had a birthday recently, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. This was my best birthday ever.
Your best birthday? What made it your best birthday ever?
So I was amongst friends and lovers and had a fantastic evening. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody could be open and relaxed and have a lot of fun. The food, of course, was fantastic, but the whipped cream really took the top.
And you not only had a date night, which is a really classy evening, that concept that you and your lovely wife came up with a couple of years ago, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is special in the sense that we have our chef serves a 5-course dinner. Mm-hmm. It's like coming to a regular 5-star restaurant, and you get seated, you have your drink served to you, and then the food served. And in the meantime, we have some entertainment, mm-hmm. and people can get to know each other and talk. They're forced to talk.
Right.
They can't sit in the corner somewhere.
Right. And it's a nice evening because dinner takes a little bit longer, so you actually get a chance to know people.
Yes. And you don't know who you are sitting with.
Right.
You find out when you get to your table, and that makes it interesting and exciting, too, because this way you get to talk to people that you would never talk to otherwise.
Right, right. So you had a 5-course gourmet meal, but you also had 3 courses of entertainment last night and birthday presents,
oh,
didn't you?
Yes.
And that's what you mean by the whipped cream.
The whipped cream, yes.
What was your first course? Did you like your first course, your appetizer?
It was a fantastic striptease dance. Mm-hmm. And with an absolutely beautiful woman. And she could dance. I have never seen anything like it.
So. She's amazing, and she regularly performs at the club for us too. But
yes,
this was your special birthday chair.
Serafina
Fierro whipped up for you.
Yeah.
And then the second course was a club member who came up with some whipped cream. And what else did she have for you?
Well, I mean, bare breasts and whipped cream. What more do you want?
Right. It's your own human sundae.
Yes. It was fantastic.
Yeah. And then we usually do a birthday chair once a month, too, for people that are celebrating their birthdays, where we play a song and people can come up and give them hugs and say happy birthday or give them kisses. But you got a special one because you're a breast man.
Yes. Well, that's what everybody says.
Oh.
I don't necessarily stay with that.
Got it. You just like
it's
the whole
important
package.
But I like the whole package.
Good.
Yeah. But it was a fantastic birthday chair.
Good. Good.
So.
Yeah, it was a long line of ladies.
Left. Oh, yeah.
It was a fun time. Fun time.
And some of them that I would never have thought that they would do that.
Oh.
But, oh, yeah.
So they stepped out of their comfort zone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's which fantastic. Was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
And that really lends itself to the safety and comfort that you've created with
Absolutely,
New Horizons.
Yeah.
So you've been doing this, we just celebrated 37 years, correct?
Well, actually, 36.
36.
We're starting our 37th.
That is correct, yeah.
And but when Lorna and I started the club 36 years ago, it took us probably a year before that to come up with all the rules that we wanted to put in place to make things safe for people. And the main thing that Lona wanted to do, of course, was to empower the women to be equal. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the big things that we wanted to accomplish.
And she came up with the no means no.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. And that was that didn't exist before.
No.
That was not something
no.
that was culturally, yeah.
No.
So that's actually, that's taught in schools now. And that is really the what's opened up the world talking about consent mm-hmm. and what mm-hmm. sexual consent means and how to make sure that everybody has a comfortable and safe experience
yeah.
and is able to be more free.
Exactly. I mean, up to that point, it was everything that had to do with sex was strictly male mm-hmm. dominated, and women were just there for the to be a plaything.
Right.
And we wanted to definitely change that because that's not the relationship Lona and I had. No. So we just wanted to expand that. And we had, of course, a lot of friends where we could see what problems they had in their relationships, not necessarily marriage, but in other relationships as well. So we wanted to do something about that and change the whole concept.
Right, right.
Which in the beginning wasn't very easy to do because, well, like, people were not used to that mm-hmm. concept. So, and it took a while to get the idea across.
Right, right.
Now, of course, I think in most places, most clubs probably have a more female-oriented outlook.
That's, you know, that's the feedback that I get from people that travel around the country mm-hmm. and go to different lifestyle clubs is that they say that, well, the orientations are pretty similar. Everybody has pretty much the same rules.
You know,
so you change the world.
Yeah, well, maybe not the world yet, but a big portion of it. So,
yeah.
And I hope that that will continue, that people will bring that concept around and not necessarily have to be a member of the club to do that.
Right, right. Oh. That's exciting. So what are you going to be doing for your next birthday? Do you know?
Well, I think not exactly how it's going to happen. And maybe there will be somebody that will arrange it, just like they did this one.
Uh-huh.
Which was great, so I don't have to know what's happening. It's long. But by that time, I will be retired.
Ah, I see.
Because Lona and I have... Lona.
Currently.
I was on that.
Yeah.
Bonnie and I have decided that we want to retire. I'm especially to the point now where I'm 85, so it's getting harder
mm-hmm.
to be there all the time and check on things and make sure everything runs right. We have decided not to sell the club, or we want to just totally retire the concept.
And why is that? Why not sell it to someone else in the industry or someone in the lifestyle community that knows the lifestyle?
Well, that's not enough for me to know that. People are greedy,
mm-hmm.
and there's always a chance that they want to change things around to make money.
Right.
We have never done that, and that's one of the reasons we're at this point, because we had bad advice, financial. We are at the point where we have to look out for ourselves
mm-hmm.
if we want to continue enjoying
your life,
our life and the lifestyle that we have.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that we will give up all our friends, of course. Mm-hmm. I hope not. That there will be plenty of people around that will still have contact with us. And but other than that, we don't want anybody changing the concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've witnessed that a little bit over the years. You've had some. You said you had some bad advice and mismanagement of the finances.
Yeah, it wasn't so much advice. I mean, advice I can take care of.
Okay, okay.
But the financial management was, I guess I'm too trusting.
Okay.
And if somebody acts like their friend, that's the way I treat them.
Mm-hmm.
And which is a mistake. I would not want to change it, though. I feel better about it this way.
Yeah.
That if I always look at somebody as a potential close friend, and that's the way I want to keep it.
And you take people at face value.
Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely.
You yeah. expect people to say yeah. and do what they're going yeah. to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this has been a beautiful thing that you have created here, and you've had two really amazing, strong women make sure that the club has sustained
oh, yeah.
for all these
right.
years.
Absolutely. It has been amazing and way beyond my dreams.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to admit that I started the idea in Lorna's head. After all, I came from Europe, and things are sexually a little more open there,
mm-hmm.
or quite a bit more open. And so, but we had been married for 20 years before we started the club. So
you had a solid foundation.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah. then you met your current wife at club.
At the club, yeah.
She was one of your ladies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That was great.
You swept her off her feet?
No, she swept me off my feet.
Oh.
I think. At least that's the way I like to look at it. I don't want to take responsibility for anything. So
what are some of your favorite memories that you've had over the years? You've seen it all, you've heard it all, and one of the things that I really value is that you're always open to giving advice and telling people, you know, the richness from your experiences. So what's been some of your favorite moments?
Well, starting the club, of course, was the big step. And it was amazing how many people would like to get in or try to get in that wanted to change the concept.
Right.
To suit themselves. And that bothered me, of course. But it didn't matter because I knew what I wanted to do and how it should go. And if we had, and Lorna and I would talk about it all the time, you know. And now, of course, after Lorna passed, Bonnie and I have been talking about the same things and making sure that things that came up that we didn't like
mm-hmm.
were taken care of and not just let it slide, you know.
So. Right. And that's essentially why you're choosing to retire.
Yes.
And instead of...
Yeah.
Because you've seen it happen over the years.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been the safeguard as mm-hmm. well as your ladies and...
Yeah.
And your current staff has
yeah.
helped
oh, yeah.
clean that up.
And
yeah.
Yeah. Anybody that worked here was always a friend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't the normal work relationship.
Definitely not. Definitely not. We would all be brought up on
yeah.
harassment charges if we...
Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing happened just about a week ago. Bonnie and I took a couple of days off and we went to Port Townsend. And the sun was out and it was a beautiful experience. Nice restaurants and
mm-hmm.
made some new people, friends again, which we always do. And we decided, well, this is really what we want to continue doing
mm-hmm.
instead of having to be working all the time and
yeah.
taking care of problems or looking at new ideas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really the last thing that tipped us over to actually do something about it.
Right. And you have expressed that you want this to be a celebration. So how much time do we have to celebrate left with you?
Well, the rest of this year and then 6 months of next year.
Okay.
Beyond that, we didn't want to do that because financially it would be a real hardship on us.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that when we retire that we have enough stuff to live on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you've put your blood, sweat, and tears into this place.
Oh, yeah.
And you've built this building literally from the ground up. So
What's
going to happen to the building itself? Are you looking to sell the whole thing to someone that might take it over as...
Well, there's no way that anybody can come in and take it over.
Okay.
We have tried that. We have tried everything that we could think of.
You've talked to investors.
Yes.
You've talked to different banking managers, and you've even gone to high-end financial planners as well, correct?
Yes. Yeah. We tried everything, but there's actually no other way to do this.
Mm-hmm. So are you talking to a developer then? Is that that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Of course, the piece of property, again, that was luck the way it came together.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that I planned that. But basically, I've been really lucky all my life.
Yeah.
And things always work out, even if I can't see it at the moment. In the end, it's always the best thing that ever happened. Oh, so.
It's the best thing that's happened for a lot of people, too.
Yeah, and that naturally kind of makes it hard on us. When people come to us and say, hey, this is the best thing that ever happened to us, saved our marriage, made it more livable for us, and then realizing that it won't be there anymore.
Yeah.
But my big hope is that there are enough people out there now that have come to realize the concept that New Horizons provided, that they will continue to explore that and spread the word. You know, and
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have a couple things planned for that, and we've talked about that a little bit. So one of the things that we're working on as the, you know, entertainment and volunteer program and whatnot that's here. We're working on expanding some of the bike club, for example. The riders right now, they're looking at expanding that for people just to be more of like a travel club where we would just go on adventures and day trips.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah. And then I'm starting a podcast about the sex positive and lifestyle. To continue the education piece that we're going down, and that'll be done with my husband of 22 years, as well as another club member. So we're going to continue that, and like we like to say around here, the magic is in the members.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the people
Absolutely.
And the community.
Yes. Yeah.
So I know my biggest hope for you is that when people come and talk to you and ask questions, that they help you celebrate and let you know the positive impact that it has had on them. But you have created this wonderful, wonderful thing, and it is yours to do with what you wish.
Yeah. Well, I sure hope that this last period of the club will be a period of celebration.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a chance that people still have to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And learn about it and take something back.
Absolutely. You know. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we've got amazing things coming up. So we have 6 days of parties starting the day after Christmas and going all the way through New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be really incredible. We definitely have a Valentine's date night coming up, and that's going to be a great celebration of love.
Yes.
And then you had a great birthday before our final party at the club, and that will be the weekend of June 28th of 2015. So prior to that, it is your lovely wife's birthday. What kind of nonsense should we cook up for her?
Well, we can't talk about that. She'll probably listen in on this.
That's true.
And the surprise factor is important.
Okay. Then I
mean, make her think about it and worry about it a little bit, you know.
Well, after last year we had a male burlesque dancer come
her,
who was also a staff member.
Uh-huh.
And he did a great job.
That was fantastic.
So we'll have to top
and
that
I still,
this year.
In my mind, I can still see, watch her face.
That's the best part.
That was the best part.
Yeah.
And I hope that there's something like that will happen again.
Yeah. Well, you are a very lucky man to have lived the amazing life that you have lived and to have had two wonderful ladies that would put up with your crap.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, I agree.
This has not been easy, and you and your lovely wife definitely deserve to have a wonderful retirement and live out the rest of your days.
Right. I'm looking forward to having just time for ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, so far we always have been doing something, and we had moments, but now I'm hoping. Of course, when she hears this, I hope she doesn't run away. So, not knowing what I have in mind,
bribe her with a trip to Hawaii or something. I know you like to travel to Hawaii and enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah. I want to go to back to Europe again, because she only has been there one time, and show her some of the roots that I came from.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Maybe find a club there you can hang out at.
Yeah. It will be tough after this experience, but I'm sure there's something there that will suit us.
Absolutely. No? Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time today. Is there any final words that you would like to add to our wonderful members and supporters out there?
Well, just come and enjoy the club as long as you can. And just be alive. You know, don't always be scared about stuff. I mean, this idea of retiring a year ago, I wouldn't have even talked about it. You mm-hmm. know, that wasn't a concept that I even had in mind. So, but the way things go, but you have to go along with it, you know. And I guess that's what I can do and want to do. And that's why I'm still here, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. You are the master of going with the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, great. Well, thank you so much. And
you're very welcome. Thank
look
you.
Forward to seeing you at the next party, because you'll be at the parties through June. And the weekend of June 28th will be the final countdown for New Horizons and that chapter.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That looked easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.